Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
The cabinet slams. Ooh. And the potluck battle is on.
Oh, boy. I felt so left out that I had to throw a couple in there. You know what I mean?
Sorry,
I felt
like sorry, Jeremy. There's only 280 characters in a tweet.
That's true. That's true. Apparently, he doesn't know how to tag.
Out of all 280 characters, at Remy Balin was not available.
None of them.
I think they probably are, but you know what?
I saw your Cincinnati chili shout out,
dude. War paint. I was getting into it. Let
was
me tell you something.
Chili under your eyes?
Let me tell you something. My girlfriend did not like that at all.
Didn't like that you did that.
No, she walked out of the room, and I haven't had her smell my face or anything, but it probably still smells like green chili. I mean, Cincinnati chili. Anyway,
did you nightly smelling of the face?
I guess tonight would be the night, yeah.
Did she want you to big up some like some Pittsburgh favorite meal or something like that? Is there a big
rivalry? I don't know what that
there?
Is. Heinz ketchup under the eyes? I don't know.
Ouch.
Heinz ketchup under the eyes. Primanti Brothers just above your cheek.
I keep a kielbasa in each jaw just in case, you know, just an emergency kielbasa.
All right, before we name all of our favorite foods, let's get this show started. Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
I'm on your left, so this is really weird for me.
Who cares? And to his right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Idea.
What is your idea? Okay.
Yeah.
And my name is Jeremy. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our guest for the entire hour. Oh my God, we're so happy that you're here. And I know there's been some really, really dark talk on the internets and a lot of dark recipe talk and a lot of smack talk. And I just like to, she's a New York Times bestseller. She co-hosts the podcast, This Might Get Weird. Ladies and gentlemen, Mamrie Hart.
Hello.
Hey, Mamrie.
Hello.
What Thanks a for- lovely day.
What a lovely day. You don't know how long we've been trying to make this happen.
We don't have pipes, Danny.
We can do 5 seconds, 7 seconds.
That's
really,
a lie.
If you wanna, no, oh, that's
also
we've
a
been
lie.
We've been defrosting for days in anticipation of this moment.
Oh,
is
I'm
what
so excited.
That's what
I'm
Jeremy's so trying to say, I think.
That's what I was trying to
so
say,
So does that
yeah.
mean that you made, yeah, your, you made your dough days in advance and you put them in the freezer so you, the dough wasn't really fresh? You just like
I didn't.
Pulled
no,
it out
no, I made the dough.
Okay.
I made it yesterday during the Punch Fest left it in the fridge until very recently. So it's warming. It's coming up to temperature right now. It's about to get put in a pan.
Whoa.
I'm very excited to see how this develops because it started as a potluck. Then it turned into a nod to this past weekend's WrestleMania.
Right.
And I really like this aggressive cooking style.
Yeah, you want to see me put a stew in a headlock. We're going to find a way.
Uh-huh.
Over.
Well, last week we were talking about.
Easily I broke. I was like, you know what? Can't be mean.
I saw
and I was disappointed.
Okay, well, you know what? Then I'll just be nasty now. I mean, I'm a face to face nasty person.
Oh, okay. Well, good thing I'm on the West Coast.
Oh, no, but I'm maybe right now.
We missed that West Coast.
Maybe you're just face nasty, Dan.
That was
face
my
nasty.
That was my hip hop name.
Face nasty.
That was my hip hop name in high school.
Face nasty.
Yeah. Right. It was like, it was face nasty, you nasty. And I go, I'm nasty. Yeah. it was very lackluster.
You got
it was
me.
A very lackluster taste nasty.
Man.
Yeah.
Face nasty, you smell like stew.
Well, just for the listener, just to catch up in case they have no idea what we're talking about. We did a potluck today. Well, Mamrie, Danny, and Mike did. I decided to make dessert, and I figured I did make dessert. Yeah, Maybe I didn't see it, but I'll save it for later. I'll bring it out and present it and
wow,
ship you a piece.
This is a twist. Yes.
But this whole podcast is sponsored by Gold Belly, and they're going to ship a piece of all of our food to everybody.
I was going to say this is actually the VHS version of the Clue home game.
Right.
Yes. Press pause now.
Yeah. And, yeah. Press pause.
Grab a card.
I hate to correct you, Danny, but this episode is actually sponsored by Blue Chew. It's an erectile dysfunction pill for you guys. So,
for real?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Shout out to Blue Chew for sponsoring
this episode. Which guy? Now, which guys are you guys you
Dude,
talking
that's
about?
That's up to you guys. That's up to
you
guys.
Oh, that's
too,
up to you
gents.
Guys. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I don't think anyone's going to have a problem getting an erection if they watch this podcast. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. And the hard hitting testimonials like that is what we specialize in here at the Danny and Mike podcast. And if you have a problem with our potlucks, just let us know at 347-470-8150.
Took him like six wow. years to learn that number.
Like the famous Van Halen album, 8150.
It's close.
Very close.
Very close.
Off by 3 years, but I'll accept it because that was a...
Where is he going? Oh, he's showing the thing.
I just wanted to show the progress. We just got it defrosted. The olive oil is no longer solid. It is liquidified.
So for the listener, we're doing a bit of a potluck today, and who we believe probably is the most skilled of the bunch, Mamrie, is making food. Mike's making food, and Danny's making food, and I thought maybe, do we want to just set it up and start, Mamrie, we can start with you, and then we can go each one by one to tell you guys to sort of explain what we're doing.
I agree. I don't make my own dough.
I saw the picture of that thing you're making, whatever it is, with the beets,
yeah,
and it looks incredible.
Cheat. I bought the pie crust.
That's okay. Pie crust
like
is fine.
Like a loser.
Pillsbury, you know what?
It's okay.
It's fucking Pillsbury.
All right. That
little guy's been my ride or die for 20 years. okay, so I made, gentlemen, I'm calling it Time for a Beat Down, keeping with the wrestling theme.
Wow.
What it is heavy and awkward to lift, and it's also...
That means it's good.
So I roasted red and yellow beets and then sliced them. And then I put out the pie crust. And then I made a thyme and lemon zest ricotta and spread it. And then put the beets on top and then baked it. And then drizzled spicy hot honey over it.
Oh, I love spicy hot honey.
Boy.
Me too. Isn't it so good?
Is it homemade? Did you make that homemade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am
the beets take a long damn time.
I'm air tasting it. I'm definitely air tasting it right now.
I'm
tasting
so
it in the
excited.
Air.
So what would you call that? What is the actual?
It's called Time for a Beatdown, Jeremy.
I know
listening?
That's the name, but what is
two puns, bitch?
What is the meal? It's like a phyllo.
Tart.
Okay, tart.
It's a tart.
It's a tart.
It's tart. Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
look, you have a lemon
cute.
Zest ricotta. It's gonna be a little, you know.
There's a zing
a
to it.
Zing
Dan,
action.
Danny is attempting to summon the memorific for toothsome. He's trying to say toothsome.
Toothsome.
That is my favorite descriptor.
Isn't that
honestly.
A great weird word? Toothsome.
It's
there's
toothsome
a lot of,
strange.
Well, there's a lot of consonants in a row. Toothsome.
Toothsome. It's hard to get through for sure.
If you're, okay. if you're constantly wiping the top front of your teeth, you know it's toothsome.
Is that what it is? Is if you get one of those little
oh, if
sucks,
you're running the yeah, if you're running the windshield, if you're running the windshield
well,
wipers
a
lot back
some,
and forth,
let's get some tang to it.
Of food, temptingly tasty.
This is a toothsome and gruesome tart.
Well,
should
well,
I try
well.
It?
Yeah,
like, are we like
well,
eating on camera?
We
can,
you
wanna,
yeah. I mean, you spent all that time making it. Might as well eat it and tell
okay.
us how good it
I
will
guess.
Be.
Wow, I'm nervous, and I could just lie.
Have you never made this before? This is it.
No,
this totally
I made this
off,
shit up.
I love it, off the cuff.
Well, because, listen, if I'm going to be honest, the alt title is a beet and beet tart.
Oh, topical.
Of course.
Topical.
Okay, so here we go. Look at that.
Oh,
look at that.
Listeners, wow. You have no idea there's what's happening here. But
and for you Patreon listeners, you absolutely know what
you're
getting.
You do see it, a very beautiful
oh,
slice.
Oh, is Patreon the video?
Yeah, yeah, that'll be the video portion. So yeah, I guess maybe
I like
we'll
that
just
you took the bite off camera. You're like, you know what? I'm just gonna pretend, or maybe I didn't. I'll never know.
This is delicious. You get the herb, you get the spicy honey, the earthiness of the beets. It's like a beautiful dirt pie.
Now,
see,
is
isn't
time
it great how much beets taste
pie.
Like earth? Like beets just taste like dirt. It's not just me. It's real.
Yeah, but they're doing it. It's like kind of sweet dirt, especially golden beads or yellow beads or whatever you got in there.
Dirt candy, they call it.
They're dirt candy. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys know that sometimes pregnant women crave dirt?
What?
I learned this last week.
What? What's that?
To eat?
That's a legitimate craving for pregnant ladies is dirt.
Is dirt?
God. Pica?
Dirt.
Actual pica? Like you develop pregnancy pica?
Isn't that like the
urge? The urge, well, like that's like an urge to eat rocks and dirt and stuff that's not food.
You pique my interest. I didn't know this was the whole thing.
Idea.
Have I got a restaurant idea for you pregnant ladies?
We got clay all day.
My in-laws have 5 acres in PA. It's beautiful. Lots of dirt.
Are you still pregnant? Can you make it down to the studio?
You have to sign a waiver if you're over 36 weeks.
Do you want some toothsome mulch?
How I won Big Brother.
Well,
look at him doing the
dough. I was going to say, for the podcast listener, Michael is currently kneading some dough. I believe that's what that's called, maybe. I don't know. Flopping it, maybe it's
Jeremy,
called.
Jeremy, I love that you're like a host of Wipeout, but for this podcast, just basically telling everyone what's happening.
Yeah, yeah. This is, I'm Nicole Byer at this point. A much less sexy, much less famous.
No, you're just everything. As sexy. Yeah. You're just as sexy, thanks. Jeremy. Thank don't you, fool yourself.
Well, calls him a girl.
Yeah, she's amazing. Mike, do you want to introduce the? Jeez, something is happening there.
I'm smearing the cast iron pan just out of shock. Okay. With, my spice mixture. So
this truly is ASMR.
Yeah. That was some serious. That made me want to go check on my food that I've already finished cooking, and I'm pretty sure the burner's off, but I might have to go check again.
Okay, well, you're next, so you better get it ready.
But you know what? This check of the oven is brought to you by the fire department. Shout out to my cousin, Tim Brunton, firefighter, was just awarded a medal today by the fire department. Way to go,
nice.
Tim.
Congrats.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm very proud. That's very cool.
Did he jump into
That's
a burning
awesome,
building?
He saved someone in a burning building.
Yeah. Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, this is not the first time he's been commended. So
I think you ship him that pizza.
Good. This pizza is going to be eaten before it gets across.
It's an adrenaline rush. Once you get that first accolade, you want to get more.
You're saying what? You're saying once you save that first life, you can't stop saving lives?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
No, Danny's stuck in the accolades, not the actual saving human life.
Exactly.
The accolades.
You heard that, because that's where I was going with that. It's like, hey, but I got this plaque, and if I get 6 more of those plaques, this backside of my wall here is going to look good.
I've been waiting on a pair of air accolades to drop for about 6 months now, and I keep getting frozen out every time Nike drops the accolades.
Well,
so
that's
all I can't get them.
Little Nas X's Montero shoes were actually called that. So
those are a no-go.
Yeah, everybody.
Anyone
who wants a refund can get a refund, but
you know what?
Don't do it, because you know how much more money they are now that Nike said, you know, screw you, we're not a... This is the most topical thing.
Gossip.
Yeah, that's the hot sneaker gossip.
Nike stopped making them because of people's reactions?
Nike never made them. Apparently, he said... As soon as they put human blood in them,
they were like Nike was.
No. They were custom. These are post market customized sneakers.
Right.
They bought them and then they did what they want.
Right.
They did what they want. I think it's a free country.
They put the swoosh on it and said Nike to make sure that people were like, oh, these are real. And then Nike
said, no. They didn't cover up that. Okay. I guess that's fair.
Wow.
You know, I don't know.
She's transfixed. She's transfixed by the sneaker guys.
I've got the.
I like it.
I've got the ball of my foot on the street for the sneakers.
I've got the ball in my foot.
So for the listener,
are you guys sneakerheads?
No, I had a mild addiction in my early 20s to Nike SBs and a cool skateboard shop that was close to my apartment that I spent way too much money on. And now I still have them in a box somewhere because I was the idiot that was like, I'm collecting sneakers, but I like to wear them. And then I would just destroy them. Mm-hmm. And so I have like a box, like a big like Tupperware box full of like destroyed Nike SBs. And I'm like, should I throw them out? I don't know. They might be worth money later. But
you're the last honest man in the world. No, you're the last honest man, Dan. You wear your sneakers.
I wear my sneakers. Like, why buy them if
no one else is as true as.
That's a good metaphor for life.
Yeah.
It's you're approachable.
Right? Plus, yeah. If you go to YouTube and you just look at a video and see people cleaning their shoes that look like death, and then magically they use a scrub brush and it's like a brand new shoe. So maybe it's not over for those.
Oh, no, no, no.
Jeremy, I want to look at your YouTube history.
You don't want to.
You seem like you're getting into some deep dives.
You don't want to. It's all full of like Skinwalker Ranch stuff and then.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Ghosts, aliens.
Skywalker? Is that Skywalker Ranch? Is that what you're trying to make a George Lucas reference
there? Oh, yeah.
There?
Speaking of that, here's my podcast, new merch for the Patreon viewer. If you can tell, it's I don't know if you remember this, but it's an old Finder sticker.
You're the king of segues, Jeremy. Yes. Truly, you have never done a better segue, I think, in your life.
But that's a fireman. That's Mike's your uncle, Mike, taking
cousin?
An alien out.
Yeah, uncle.
That's not. Is that Tim? That's cool. Salute to to the firefighters. Yep.
Wow. Go to shopdannymike.com and you could get your own on there if you'd like. You know what I mean? I know we're plugging
a
lot,
it.
But. But
I would like one. They're very cool.
Sending.
Well, you've already gotten one. Jeremy,
bleep out her address.
It's an NFT, and you just spent $75 million
on it.
Coins.
See, coins.
Understand it. It makes few things have made me feel as old recently as this NFT talk. It sounds like a wrestling league to me.
TikTok, NFT, and I'll just say Lil Nas X.
Imagine if you, Lil MH, could buy the Mona Lisa.
It's Mame Town, but where?
Imagine you could buy the Mona Lisa. Someone was like, I'm going to monetize the Mona Lisa. You can buy it. But all you, MH, ever got was a receipt that says...
You bought
the Mona Lisa. You bought the Mona Lisa. That's
people,
it. You get the receipt.
People wouldn't have to pay me to use the likeness?
No.
Then
see, I don't think so.
Exactly.
I don't think that's right.
Exactly. Next topic. Next topic.
Next topic.
It's not. Jeremy, some of the first NFTs were like NBA highlight clips. Okay. Yeah. There's nothing.
They're digital,
there's nothing
And Pepe memes,
right.
too.
There's nothing proprietary or smart or original about them. They were already created by a copyrighted mega corporation. It's not like a work of fucking
art.
They were just a bubble investment made by rich people already investing.
They also use the NFT stands for non fungible token.
Fungible.
Yeah. If you bought enough, spray stuff for your feet, antifungal stuff, you can also become an NFT investor.
I'm so confused by it.
I'm too old, man. I just don't get it.
It's just, I'm telling you, it's a receipt. It's just, there you go. It's just a receipt.
Well, cash. I like novelty sized checks.
Oh,
I want to hold it in my hand.
I think that's what we should have had for this winner today is a big giant check.
You want to announce the Publishers Clearinghouse winner, Jeremy, right here on the show, even though we're not live?
It's kind of
weird, but yeah, maybe just for Patreon.
Yeah, the cook-off.
Viewers, they get to see the big check giveaway.
What better discreet joke in Happy Gilmore is him driving around in his car with all these massive checks in the back every time he wins?
Yeah.
He just puts it in the back of his car and he drives around. I always thought that was very funny.
A few years ago, I just got bored and made one. It was
really
fast. I brought it to a friend's house and dropped it off to them. Took some photos. What's so funny is I parked in his neighborhood and I was getting out with the check.
You carry it. Exactly. There's always logistics.
And there's like a hair salon and they knocked on the window and they were like, congrats.
They were already in it for you.
Yeah, it was like a refrigerator box chopped into it.
Do you remember Trigger Happy TV?
That's a
good
amount of money. Come on in. You need a haircut.
Yeah.
You need a blowout? Exactly.
You want to look good. You want to look good on the news.
We take those.
You want to look good on the news. Smiling. Yeah.
I love those oversized things. Like Trigger Happy TV used to have the oversized phone, you know, that he would have, and he would go into like a museum. We've talked about this 100 times on this podcast because love it. But
I got an oversized burger right there.
Oh yeah. Boop,
well, boop. Let's.
That is oversized.
Oh, there you go.
It is
a big deal
for the listener. She's not lying.
Yeah,
it's a normal size. That's a normal size burger in any Las Vegas casino restaurant.
Truly, I just was in Vegas 2 days ago.
Whoa,
that's a regular burger. It's a small burger in Dubai, is what you're trying to say, right?
A small burger in Dubai.
Yeah, I just keep seeing these weird videos of the steak guy who does the salt bay, who does this and sprinkles the salt. And they're so creepy. Don't encounter him and don't eat meat from his knife.
No, like, no bad. Just eat them
on a plate. He's got restaurants all over. I think he's got a restaurant in Vegas as Dubai.
He had a restaurant that was operating during the pandemic and he shouldn't have been. It got shut down in Boston, I think.
Wow. I didn't realize he had such a large reach. Also, he should call his restaurant
Dubai. Did you see? He's got such a large reach. Because he puts his hand so close right. to the camera that it looks massive and gigantic. Yeah.
This is something that bros have had to deal with in the era of Zoom dating, and I call it T-Rexing. When I meet a lady for the first time online, she doesn't really know how long my arms really are. And then if we ever meet up in real life, I can suddenly be like, oh, what's that? Is that a lollipop? What is that? Is that candy? You know, I can actually extend my arm all the way.
Where does my arm start? It's just right here.
No, it's not ableist, where it's just you're T-Rexing. You don't let them know because of the angle of the arm where you actually begin.
Honestly, it almost doesn't even look like an arm. I don't know what that was.
my arm's so pale that it's just blowing out the camera right now.
Yeah.
You need to record. Jeremy lives in a basement apartment in Brooklyn.
If you think it looks like an arm, let us know at 347-470-8150. If you think it looks like a leg, let us know at 347-470-8150.
So
if you want us to send a message to Mimi Hart, don't ask us to do that.
Just
can ask yourself. Patreon.
Yeah, exactly. Talk to yourself.
I have a Patreon. Let's come to that one. Wait, hold on. Someone else, Danny, what did you make? Because I'm just over here fully stuffing my face
Loving the beatdown. You're loving it.
And for the podcast listener.
Be for the rest of my family.
Ooh.
But also
for the rest of the week.
It is.
I saw the size of that. I saw the size of that dish.
Big cabbage. It's a little cabbage stew here because I've been on.
Mind if I call you little cabbage stew?
I've been on a. I've been eating too much meat and trying to just eat more vegetable based lunches.
Trying to eat more vegetables. I like that. So, I'm a vegetarian.
Oh,
so
you're
like
a vegetarian.
That.
Well, this is a perfect vegetarian cabbage stew. So it's a whole head of cabbage. It's one gigantic yellow onion, three Roma tomatoes, and the little fun thing that's in here is that I really like these purple sweet potatoes because they're like
me too.
They're like a little more like I guess the slower you cook them, the more mushy they get, and it almost like is like a cream. Kind of, so you can you can basically break it down to a point where it feels like you're like you've put like something creamy in it, and it has a little bit of a sweetness to it.
But is that Japanese sweet potatoes? Is that what they're called?
It's yummy, exactly.
So the nice thing about those little hint is if you want to, you can toss them into the rice cooker with your rice, and they come out. Yes, you chop them up and put them in the rice cooker with your rice, and the yummy emo come in really good.
I see. Cool. I very much. That's a good. That's
so
a
we're
good
mixing
thing.
Up our pizza sauce. We're almost there. Yeah.
What kind of pizza?
I made something
a cocktail
with a
too. For I made oh. a, I made a what? I made a yeah. Just you know, no big deal. Just some local PA gin.
Say it. Bespoke.
Peachodes, aromatic bitters, and a dark cherry, and some seltzer.
I love a gin.
I'm a gin person. I'm not a vodka person.
Never.
But I'm a gin person.
Never in my life am
and
I a gin person.
I've gotten to
tastes
the...
Like, tastes like burning, moisty, wet naps. You know those wet naps you get after you have ribs? That's what gin tastes like.
Mike, confirmed that? When have you ever tasted that?
At a party, you know, out of a plastic bottle.
Mike's been drinking Leeds gin out of a plastic bottle. No.
Mike, for the...
No,
I'm drinking a $13 bottle of gin that I can drink straight if I want.
Brand.
I love it. I'm doing a hard seltzer.
Ooh,
hard seltzer. It's earlier for me. I like it.
It's earlier for me. I can do day drinking and feel okay.
If it's a seltzer.
Mike,
you know, because it's
bubbles.
I'm going to circle back to cabbage real quick, if you don't mind.
Please do. Please, no.
The riveting content that everyone's
like,
here for.
Like Peter Rabbit, if I may.
If I may.
Please.
I did something straight nasty with a cabbage a couple weeks ago. I cut a hole in the bottom and straight up shoved a beer up its hoo-ha like a beer can chicken.
Oh, my God.
Put a barbecue sauce all over it, stuck it on the grill. It's fucking delicious.
No. Really?
Vegetarian so
you
went, wait,
so you,
debauchery.
So you cut out the center from the bottom and just...
Yeah. Like at the circumference of what a beer can would be.
Yeah.
So you get
and
a
then
chicken and you measure
the
hole.
Sauce.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. It takes a little work.
Yep.
It takes a little
It's just like you
use a
chicken. Yeah.
You use a food, you know, use a food Sharpie to trace around it with an edible Sharpie.
It's the first time you're meeting this cabbage. Things can be a little weird. I know.
You gotta be, you know, you gotta have some bedside manners.
Problem
and
is cabbages don't talk, so it's hard.
Yeah, there were some squeaks.
This is the tagline for my new reality show, If Cabbages Could Talk.
Brought to you by the Blue Pill.
See, I'm a huge... Yeah, exactly.
Here goes. Fully sauced. Like Danny, like Danny on the weekend.
Oh, show us again. Like,
Danny on the weekend. Thank you so much,
so that's
much,
just a regular pizza, right?
Sure. No, okay. No tricks. Nothing
a
up my
plain
sleeve.
Plain pie, as it were.
My cabbage needs a lot of Hungarian paprika, or it won't work real well.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Oh, yeah. That's a great question, actually. That's your go-to spice, Mike and Mamrie? What's your go-to spice? Because I have one, too. It's called spike.
Oh. Did you say paprika? Did somebody already say paprika?
Yeah, but I said specifically Hungarian paprika because it's...
Was that smoked or is that sweet?
It's a little more smoky than the Spanish paprika, which is...
I'm going to have to say smoke. I'm going to say smoked paprika, too. But that's just because we, you know, have the same name.
I'm also...
Wait, Jeremy. It was spike?
Spike. Yeah, so that's like a health food seasoning. In the Bragg's world, Bragg's spike.
No, Jeremy, you cannot include any spices that have an exclamation point in the brand name.
There is
you
none.
Cannot include spike.
I'm going to show you guys.
Yeah, spike has a no. Yeah, spike has a
but,
it, has
but it's
an
like
exclamation.
A
it's like Mrs. Dash for
exactly
for vegans.
Kind of.
So you're like incorporating a bunch of spices under the same umbrella. But I think that might be cheating.
That's like that's like my favorite multi seasoning.
Well, that's not necessarily cheating, I guess, because Old Bay is a mixture.
Because there aren't rules.
Old Bay is. Would you consider Old Bay in that same category?
Oh yeah, that was a great reveal, Dan, of my secret spices. I like that.
See, look at this spice like seasoning. That. How can you not look at that? How beautiful that is.
I've never heard of this.
Nah. Well, I can't recommend it enough.
I like how it's like, this is vegan. It's like, aren't all spices vegan?
Well,
you can't have any favorite spices that are named after a cable TV channel.
As a vegetarian to another vegetarian, spike.
It's not allowed.
Just like everything Bravo seasoning.
You can put it on anything. It's really delicious. And then at 11 p.m. we watch dudes fight.
I'm a big fan of the everything bagel. If we're incorporating lots of spices,
the topping, very cool.
Trader Joe's.
Put it on a salad. Mm. Put that shit on everything. But also Old Bay, because I use it to make shit taste like seafood.
But that's what I'm saying. Old Bay is a mixture of a bunch of seasonings together.
That's Alan, okay.
Mrs. Dasher, Spike.
I don't understand how the everything bagel. Mm. Topping people stay in business because they have to buy so many everything bagels every day and then pay the labor to scrape them.
Michael, as
but for
somebody,
every bottle you buy, a homeless person gets a bagel.
Let me, you get a free bagel. You get a free plain bagel.
I just gotta jump in here because I worked at a bagel store. Okay. I rolled bagels. Okay. I made bagels.
Okay. Oh, you rolled bagels. I got you. Now let's go back to fish tour, Dan. Let's do it.
I rolled bagels. I rolled bagels in the walk-in box.
Big fat bagels.
And took, the 32-ounce Gatorade containers.
Very kind bagels.
Very kind bagels. No, but there's no every. You don't go out and buy like an everything seed. You buy your poppy. You buy your plant. Your salt. You buy all that stuff, and then you just put it in and mix it all together.
What are you, a commodity salesman here?
She's not starting a bagel shop.
A 1,200 contract.
She's just putting it on her head.
How many peppercorn contracts can I sell today?
I don't understand the everything bagel thing. There's no everything mixture market,
I'm just saying
the business plan.
The business plan with the scraping labor.
This company
makes the best. How much are you going through in scraper blades?
This company makes the best sesame seeds. This company makes the best poppy. This company makes some good garlic. And then
let's
bagel
play them
store,
off against each other.
That
bagel
store is the one that makes the everything blend that you like or
the
don't.
Blend.
Until Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Yes.
And said, we'll do all that for you.
Right.
We'll cut out
all the various middle people.
We have limited spice rack space. We can take all of this and condense it to here. And
to
I
one.
Said...
Thank you.
Give me one thing a week.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Yep. Well, one a week.
Oh, so you're on a subscription deal with the
sodium wise, but
big bagel. Oh my goodness.
Oh come on! A salt bagel was such a pleasure when I was a little kid. I think because I had it like once every blue moon.
Oh yeah.
A salt bagel. What do you also like? Vanilla.
It was so weird. No, I like. I'm a chocolate man. Thanks.
Oh okay.
Oh my gosh.
About to add the mozzarella, so stand by.
Yeah, we're in the middle
of
the...
I went to my first 3-year-old birthday party with my son last week.
That's a ween flag, thank you.
It's a ween flag. Yes, it is.
Okay, sorry, I want to hear about the birthday party.
No, you don't have to hear about it.
I do want to.
I'm just trying to tell you what I'm about to tell you is serious, okay? It's a serious thing. They had bagels... cut up into little, like probably 6 pieces for like a bagel sandwich. And they had tuna and chicken salad. And both times I went up there, I didn't look before I grabbed. And they were both cinnamon raisin bagels. I ate a tuna fish sandwich on a cinnamon raisin bagel.
You got what you deserved.
No, it was amazing.
What? No.
I was really?
Don't yuck my yum.
No, I'm telling you. It's like... Wow. You know, people get those like Waldorf tuna salad with like grape and this little like sweetness to it. It worked out just fine. It was actually very good.
A Waldorf, taking inspiration from a Waldorf salad, which I've never seen anyone order in my whole life, but I've also never been to the Waldorf Astoria. So
you chopped up an apple and threw white paint on it.
No. I am into fake food though. I've been making fake cakes. I don't know if you can see that one.
Ooh.
Hey, fake cake.
Fake cakes. No, I'm going to come up with, minus the mayonnaise, like a Waldorf cocktail where I'm going to juice green grapes and apples and do some walnut bitters. And I'm going to figure it out and get like the flavors of a Waldorf salad.
Wow. What about a hard cider? No?
A hard cider?
A Waldorf salad,
a hard apple cider?
A
hard apple cider.
Oh, we could do that, but I don't know. I want to be in charge of all my nuances. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I think the rum is a good idea. That's a good look.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you?
Here goes the mozzarella.
Mozzarella's going on.
Mozzarella.
So, Mike, you've park... I can't hear us. I believe he's park hooked the dough, right? Put it in the oven for a minute with the sauce on it. And now he's putting the cheese on it, which is, again...
Right. Oh.
Yeah, there's a method. Mike has a system.
Yeah.
I don't mess with the cast iron. I'm a pizza stone guy. I'm not a cast iron pizza person.
So Mike, did you, is this a quarantine hobby or has this always been a passion of yours?
What or am I, what is this am like, I following?
Is this pizza making a result of being stuck indoors so much last year, or did we always like the dough?
I have never tossed dough until I turned 43. Can you believe
that? They say that's when it kicks in.
Right? 10 years post Jesus, and here I am. I guess it was just a result of the algorithm kind of selecting videos for me after I watched some other making videos. Uh-huh. And then, you know, I'm scared how quickly the big video websites like sort of sort you like balls in a pachinko machine into these funnels of interests and sending me this cast iron skillet pizza recipe that I really enjoy.
Yeah, well, I think that algorithm worked in your favor. I embrace it.
In that case.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I'm going to tie this together. You know, there's a place in Venice that's called Abbott's Habit that does, you choose your pizza crust, what bagel seasoning you want on
Whoa.
It.
Whoa. Ooh. Pizza crust, bagel seasoning? Pizza King.
Yeah,
I'm
so
ready.
You can be like, oh, with a poppy crust or with an everything crust. A garlic,
oh my
salt
God,
crust.
That's a great idea.
And then Danny pops in and says, I have sourced the finest sesame seeds. And
where
I have
your sesames from?
Only the only.
The guy that runs Abbott's.
You want them?
Abbott's Abbott.
They're from New Jersey.
I owe you everything.
Yeah. I owe all of the peppercorns of the many corners of the world.
He ate a bunch of acid. He went out to Joshua Tree and he just started singing that damn pizza bagel song, and he was like, I have an idea.
And yeah,
boy, he's never stopped singing it since then.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can have pizza, you can pizza on a bagel. On a bagel. He's like, what if I put the bagel on the pizza?
I'm telling you, I'm about to.
I don't think they have the budget for a commercial, but if they do, we're making that commercial.
Oh, yeah, we're ready.
So
here's the spec.
Mamrie, can I ask why you're making fake food?
If you like our commercial, let us know. Sorry.
Go ahead, Mike. 347.
Fake food is fake food is very interesting.
Yeah, what is it? Are you just doing it as a hobby thing, or like, are you?
You know, I've always loved fake food. Mm-hmm. Like when I used to be a kid. Like, I just think it's really fun. And then I saw forever ago Amy Sedaris doing a tour of her house, and she had all these fake cakes.
Oh,
yeah, that looked like fun, right?
And they're so fun. And then I was like, I'm gonna go on YouTube and look at a tutorial. And then I made these little fake cakes.
Amazing.
Last week.
That looks great.
Isn't that cute?
It's
right.
That's the algorithm these working for you.
Yeah, this these is are my algorithm.
These are commonly made by saliva thieves who just want to get people to drool in their houses, and then they collect the saliva for their nefarious purposes. So you risk being profiled by the FBI as a saliva thief because they check the algorithm.
Small,
you know what I mean?
Spray bottle of water and or glycerin nearby to really like. Just to really accentuate.
I'm not mad. No.
Not even
that's
for
a nice prop
just
trick, actually.
To make it look like, ooh, this is extra juicy.
I need to shellac it.
Shellac it.
I need to get a gloss.
Shine it up, gloss it up.
It's spackle. Would you fix your holes in your wall?
Put a face.
With?
Oh, yeah, you could. Yeah, I just wondered.
Just don't use stucco unless it's like a wedding cake or something.
If I'm doing that for like this Mexican chocolate cake.
Okay. Just a little stucco.
Stucco, right?
That's like the worst thing I've ever seen on walls in my life. Worse than like bad posters,
stucco?
Bob Marley, like weird Bob
Outside
Marley.
Do you know how many commercials?
Like,
do you know how many commercials
have a
I watched?
House?
Dan, do you know how many commercials I watched for Garden State, Brickface, and Stucco? Do you know how many commercials I saw for Garden State, Brickface, and Stucco? I can remember every surface. I thought Stucco was the moon.
Oh, somebody's calling you.
Going in the broiler.
In the broiler. Oh, yeah, he broils.
Oh, he's broiling.
You know what does sound like a yummy wall, but isn't? Popcorn ceiling.
Uh-huh.
Those were a very delicious thing to name your ceiling.
Yeah.
When they weren't edible.
They'll also kill you if you eat them. It's full of... Full
yeah,
of,
I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, this might too,
they
but
also
I,
shouldn't make things that... And I'm gonna tell. I'm gonna, well, I'm gonna tell you all this too. When I was like 3 years old, I ate oven cleaner. But it was, my mom was a nutritionist and like kind of a hippie, and
she immediately fed him baking soda, had
the natural stuff, and it smelled like sweet cherries or something like that. And as a little kid, I just went like took like a big heaping like yum spoon. No, it was like a greasy fucking.
Why did it come in a Lick-A-Maid package? Yeah, is my question.
All I know is that like the next 8 hours, my mom was crying, standing by my side, thinking I was going to die, but I turned out okay.
For the next 30 years, you've had just a beautiful shit every morning. You are just cleaned out.
You know, I've been regular ever since. That is true. It's just like a little bit. Just like a little, it's like an oven cleaner spit shine.
Well,
oven cleaner spit shine, the Danny Tamborelli story.
Well,
will you show off? Will you show off your terrible concoction before I reveal my pizza, Danny? Come on.
What do you mean my terrible concoction? I've already showed it.
He's
to
been
you.
Eating. Yeah. Beautiful.
Oh no, I mean the big dish. I mean the big oven dish because Mamrie gave us a nice platter presentation. I like your oval, Miss Hart.
My what?
Your oval was great. The thing with the tart with the in the serving platter. I think it was nicely shaped. Jeremy, help me out here.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
I'm not a big beet fan, but I have been turned on to them recently. Oh my god, it just looks amazing.
They look really appetizing.
And
right
here is just for the record,
it's the drizzle.
We are sort of starting to run out of time, but
it's the drip.
Oh shoot!
Here is
Danny.
Oh Danny.
Jeremy, are you ready?
This is a
ingy pretty. If I try to tip it over anymore, I'm going to spill all the stew juice all over my computer. So I ain't doing it.
Now this.
Okay, guys, just hold up. Just hold up your dishes for two more minutes till it comes out of the broiler.
Jeremy, what is
this? This is a homemade key lime pie, and it's a little different. It's my favorite dessert, and I thought
mine too.
Really?
No butter. Oh,
two
mine
vegetarians,
too.
Same dessert, same favorite dessert.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
The This is like a quick version. So you get Cool Whip, sweetened condensed milk, and then some Nellies. Ooh.
That's and Nelly pie?
And you whip it all together. You put it. This is a pecan crust shell.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Pecan crust shell. And then you just put it in the freezer for like overnight, and then you slice little slices, and it's incredible. But it's not like
an ice box pie.
Yeah, it's not like it's a recipe from a vegetarian place I worked at, but it's like so light and fluffy, and you don't have to like have eggs in it, and it's just the best. So,
Jeremy, you were all like, I'm not really making anything. And then you bust out a key lime pie.
Yeah.
But he didn't stand there
happened.
And meringue, you know, the heck out of the... It's meringue-less.
It's the simplest. We're going to post all these recipes for you folks, for you beautiful, beautiful folks.
But
so
Jeremy
you can make
was
your
dancing
own.
Around to merengue music while he was making it.
So. My favorite is Merengue 5. I don't know if you heard it's a Maroon 5 merengue like cover band. It's not. It doesn't. It doesn't exist.
Merengue 5 is a Maroon 5 cover band in Merengue.
Maybe that's a lie. That's a lie.
They also cover Jurassic 5. Don't sell them short.
I was trying to get Danny to do a bluegrass band
and Mambo Number 5
with me, called the Blue Yachties. But you know, where we just cover yacht rock. You know, but
I thought we were covering.
Yacht rock
I thought
is
we
my
were
favorite.
Covering,
sponsored by the Blue Pill.
Bluegrass yacht rock
Little
covers.
Yachty.
We could get Yachty. I mean, he's
yacht rock is my absolute. Favorite genre.
It's
so.
I'm pissed. I'm still sitting on Steely Dan tickets because they keep getting canceled.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought they were like an investment. You know what I mean? Like, I'd sitting on my Steely Dan tickets. So.
Well, I did get the Steely Dan NFT.
How dare you? How dare
what?
You call Steely Dan yacht rock? How dare
no,
you?
Right after
it 100%
you bought it, he
is.
Said, Mary, 100%. Don't lose that number.
No.
Steely Dan is considered in the yacht rock
Well, they
genre.
Play it on yacht rock on the Sirius XM every day, multiple
really?
Times a day.
Yeah. I have problems with that.
Well,
who's your go-to yacht rock besides a Michael McDonald, et cetera?
No Chris Cross,
It's tough. Christopher Cross is pretty good. And I would say-
Seen him live.
Basically the song Sailing.
Jerry Rafferty.
Rafferty, yeah.
I love Jerry Rafferty.
You know what?
Any Captain and Tennille.
Wait a second. Wait. I need to jump off for just a second. You had because I Jerry Rafferty just hit him. I just.
Oh, Michael C.
Wow! Look at that pizza.
Wow, that looks delish.
That looks incredible.
Also, your house is on fire.
I'm just gonna hold it under the microphone for a while, and I'll see you here.
Oh, you can hear it.
Okay, hold on. I'll be back.
That was a beautiful sizzle.
I almost bought some Chicago pans and that little holder thing they use in Chicago. You know what I mean?
Quiet. You're quiet.
I thought you were going to say Chicago albums. I was like, what's
that? Is that yacht rock, though? I don't know if it is.
Very, very shallow callback.
Yeah.
Man, that sizzle is pornographic.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well,
I think.
Wow. No, I'm just saying for those who really yep. like the sound of food.
That's yeah, a, that's the
sound bite.
That's
a sound bite.
That's
if
an
you will.
NFT. Yeah, we just made an NFT, I believe.
Highest bidder, go to Patreon if you want the NFT sizzle.
Would you like Mike's sizzle? Go to DannyMike.com/NFT.
I just have a bone to pick with Jerry Rafferty because this is like talk about you want to talk about Yacht Rock and you feel like, oh, like, you know, this like
Dan's not, in his zone.
Not pretentious or I don't know. All I'm saying is that on this record, City to City, he has special where is it? In his special thanks, it's many thanks to everybody who helped the making of this album and curses those who hindered.
Whoa.
Wow.
Who fucking writes
you could just put in
shit?
Curses next time.
Who the fuck writes that shit on the back of an album, pressed millions of copies?
Gary Rafferty.
Millions and like millions of copies of this record.
That's some like Trumpian shit.
Yes.
A
little bit. It's insane. Thank you to all those who helped me and curses to all who hindered. He didn't even say like, and like screw the people that didn't. He's like, he wrote and
well,
curses those
I'm
who
start
hindered.
Saying curses.
Curses. Like,
and curses to those.
Curses. Ooh, I don't like,
Regal
I don't like
Rafferty.
That person's Instagram comment is hindered my ability to say anything except curses.
Starbucks, I'd like to thank everyone who made my drink. If you didn't make my drink, fuck off.
Yeah.
Curses to you.
No, no, no. If you were in front of me online and stopped the baristas from making my drink, you die and then everyone else.
I have some thoughts on coffee real quick.
Sure.
I want to know how you
That's
guys
what I'm
feel.
Drinking.
Because I don't know what you ordered.
Never drink it. It's a devil's bean. Hate it. Hate it so much.
There we go. Perfect. I feel like there should be a separate line for people who take their coffee just black.
Agreed.
Nice.
Or
nice.
Cold brew. Right?
Agreed.
Don't you think
agree.
So?
Agreed. I agree.
Thank you. I don't even drink coffee and I agree with you.
Thank you. I have a verbal petition going in my brain.
Yeah. That's, I'm into that.
Yeah.
I'm
glad
I don't
we
really
could
drink
end
a lot
on
of
coffee. Concord, you know?
I'm more of a matcha guy. But I do drink espresso black. So I have to wait. You gotta wait for that. So
you have
I
to
get,
drink it from a tiny
get,
cup.
Do I get to be put on what line if I just want an espresso? It's black, but an espresso still
oh,
takes a little
nice,
bit more
Jeremy.
Time than a pour. Well, less than a pour over, but or a drip. I don't know. See, I'm just throwing out words now. Yeah,
all right, we're getting way out of the weeds here. Thanks to Memory Hard. Let's hear some plugs.
Oh man,
getting way out in the weeds.
Y'all, make this key lime pie. It's so good.
All right, Danny Macchiato.
Oh, we are getting towards the end here. About 5 minutes, we have to pop off.
We are brought to you by
Podcast Network.
As I eat the pie, yes, we are a part of the Last Podcast Network. Check them out, lastpodcastnetwork.com.
They're the best. Henry is one of my old school buddies.
The best.
Dabrowski.
Those guys are great.
Love those guys.
Also, check out our Patreon and Mamrie's Patreon. Why not? Patreon.com/
or just my podcast.
Danny Mike. Yeah.
It's called
This Might Get Weird with Grace Helbig.
There you go. And then what about your mm-hmm. social stuff? It's a lot of Mame Town, right?
Yeah, Mame Town. I'm a destination, not just a person. Yep, it's Mame Town on Twitter and Instagram, and I've TikToked 3 times. I'm actual Mame Town on that.
I think
so.
How
does that work? Are you enjoying TikTok out of your 3 posts?
No, I don't understand it. I literally have to edit on my computer and then send it to my phone and then put it on TikTok, which is the point of TikTok is for easier editing.
What, you don't know how to stitch it? Just stitch it. I don't understand what stitch it means.
Do I duet it? I don't know.
I believe you use TikTok to make NFTs, right? That's what. No? Okay. No. Okay, great.
Gotta go.
You know what's funny? Mike's blood pressure spiked the second
I
time
just
he said
my
NFTs.
I just want to eat my pizza.
Well,
you have to wait.
You should
take
what?
A bite.
You never showed it to us.
No,
you were
getting
Jerry Rafferty.
Yeah.
We got the sizzle.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
You had that great Rafferty content.
Right down the line.
Yeah. It is right down the line. Stop it. Stop it right now.
You can find Danny
at... Right, I'll send you right down to Baker Street right now.
Oh, get out.
Wow.
Well, curses to you.
Well, Goodwill Hunting soundtrack. That's all. That's because it was... Okay. You can catch Danny at D. Tamborelli on the Twitters, at Danny Tamborelli on Insta. Michael's at Michael C. Marona on the Twitter. I am at Remy Balin on Twitter, at Jeremy Balin on the Insta. I have a podcast called Going Dork. Check that out if you like UFOs and haunted cars and shit. Cool. And... Yeah. And
I'm willing to concede that Mamrie won the old Bake Off. But
I was just going
to
say, I don't know how we judge this. I don't know how we.
I want to put my pizza. You can't put my pizza in a headlock.
You can put your pizza in a headlock. Yours looks nice. Looks like real pizza. You went above and beyond. And so the Danny and Mike Potluck Award goes to you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so
and
much.
You just
know,
won a Going Dork sticker.
You got a Going Dork sticker. And we're gonna share the recipes unless Mamrie's like, no one's getting this recipe.
No, is it Patreon only?
It should be. We'll make it Patreon only.
We'll cut you in.
No, I meant an exclusive to just your patrons.
Sure.
I believe the terminology is Patreon exclusive.
That's right.
Look.
Okay, then
we're giving we're doing a Danny and Mike 4-course option with
oh yeah,
wow.
Pizza.
I thought you were spill that.
And the time to beat for a beat down beady butt and my cabbage kebabage. cabbage kebabage.
Mamrie, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you so much for hanging out.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're so psyched.
And letting me just talk about food on your non-food podcast.
A lot of people.
We don't have any business with direction
themes.
In our podcast.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. I like that.
Don't worry about us. Yeah. We are along for the ride, and we really enjoyed the beat.
Some
down.
Comedians yes. come awesome. On and call it awkward and. What is happening here? And are we recording? You did great.
Right,
and
we can't say, are we recording?
Well,
yes.
Well, you know. I will send that off with one last, well, curses to them. I enjoyed myself.
Thank you so much, Mamrie.
We enjoyed it too.
Go follow her. Go watch her stuff. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
Was that real chili under your eyes?